Back here at Dove Valley, Broncos getting ready for a Monday night game against the Bengals. Joined, as always, with News Radio 850 KOAs and voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Dave, we knew how much was at stake heading into the game last week. Broncos took care of it, won the West. Plenty at stake for the Bengals, that AFC North. Such a cluttered division, especially at the top. Kind of another test to see what this team can do on the road. Big time game, much like what they proved in Kansas City.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is, it's obviously a Monday night game. Cincinnati has everything to play for. Denver's really matched up very well against the Bengals. The last 15 times, Denver's won 13 matchups. So I think the advantage goes to the Broncos, and I think Denver has a better team. But I do think this. I think when you look at the Bengals, they've been to the playoffs the last 3 years. They still can get there this year. They can still win the AFC North, which will give them a home playoff game. So I think they look at Monday night's matchup as a playoff game for them, and I'm sure the Broncos will bring that kind of intensity as well.
Broncos, though, still, they have the division, they have their ticket to the playoffs, but they're still chasing that number one overall seed. Hopefully they get the bye, get that rest. How important is that going to be, whether or not they're one or two? This point in the year, remember the bye way back in week four. Get that breather once you get through these next two games.
Well, you'd rather obviously be one than two, but you certainly want to be one of the top two teams, right? Because you get not only a home game, you get the bye week. And so Denver can accomplish that by winning one of the last two games. To get the first seed, they have to win both games, and the Patriots have to lose one of their two. Not out of the question. I mean, the Patriots go to the Jets, and the Jets are horrible, but you never know. And then the Patriots, the final week, host the Bills, and the Bills are good enough on defense so they can cause you some problems, and they beat New England earlier in the year. But I think from Denver's standpoint, you know, to win the game on Monday night gets you a bye week and a home playoff game, and then you take your chances. You get some guys healthy and just go back at it.
How much will it be when this defense says they're playing the best they have all year to go against a Bengals team who you know they're going to run the ball, and plus they have that dynamic wide receiver, another test to get them ready for the playoffs?
Well, I think it's been interesting, sort of the transition that Cincinnati has made on offense since week nine, since Jeremy Hill sort of took over as the running back. They've taken pressure off Andy Dalton, which I think if you look at Dalton's performance, certainly in the postseason in the last 3 years, that's a good move. You want to be able to run the football and then get involved in play pass and not drop back and throw it 50 times a game. So Denver, I think this plays to the strength of the Broncos. Cincinnati, very big and physical up front. So are the Broncos on defense. Hill is a 235-pound back, and I think it's going to be a great test of strength and will on Monday night.
Broncos-Bengals, final Monday night football game of the season. Should be fun. Now, it is on Monday night, so weird timing this week. Kickoff at 6:30 Denver time. You guys go on air when?
Probably Saturday night. No, I'm just kidding. 3 o'clock on Monday.
3 o'clock on Monday. There you go. As always, if you cannot catch the game, you can hear Dave Logan and Ed McCaffrey call it on News Radio 850 KOA.